love can be painful. Change can be painful. But nothing is as painful as staying stuck somewhere you don't belong. Charles Spurgeon. Welcome back to Glory Talk with Kiki. And we are back. And better. How you guys been? I hope you guys been great. Honestly, I'm feeling great. I'm feeling good. I feel like I'm feeling good. Honestly, if you're not feeling good, it's okay. Like I always say, there's nothing is as better as knowing that it's going to get better eventually. And it's going to get better eventually. Yeah. If you are new, welcome back. Welcome. Not welcome back. Welcome to my podcast. I'm Kiara Marceline, a.k.a. Kiki. If you are coming back from previous episodes, welcome back. Welcome back to the crew. Welcome back to the family. Welcome back, y'all. Welcome back. I feel like I really should just get into it. This month hasn't been over yet. And man, I already been through a lot. But you know what? You know what? I have learned to be content no matter the situation, no matter the trial, no matter the circumstance. You know what? I chose my peace over everything. And that's the reason why I feel so energetic. I feel happy. But let's get into the topic for today. So the topic for today is, so now what? So what now? I'll explain why I chose this topic in a second, but let's really think about this. So now what? A lot of us, like me, just graduated either from college, either from high school, really in the season of waiting and trusting whatever you're doing, whatever you're going through is going to get better, or whatever. You know, career that you took for yourself is going to work out for you. Or trusting God in a season of him telling you to wait, of him telling you no, or him telling you to stand still. Okay, God, so now what? What do I do now? What do I do? What do you want me to do? Do you want me to serve people? Do you want me to go to college, get my degree? What do I do now? We're really in a season of waiting. And, you know, for me, it feels like the season of waiting. Okay, I'm about to start college soon. I just graduated high school. I got my podcast going. Okay, God, what else do you want me to do? Do you want me to stand still? Do you want me to keep going of what I'm doing right now? Do you want me to do something else? Sometimes in this process that I feel like I'm going through right now, I feel lost. I'm like, God, I can't hear you. I can't hear you. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. But I always have these reminders. And I want to list a few things that we're going to talk about that you need to remember. Number one, don't forget God's promise for your life. Let's dwell on that for a second, because this one's kind of going to be long. Number one, the Bible gives us plenty of promises that he has on our life and promises that he has made to us and for us. It is important that you know these things, because without these things, you are nothing. If you don't prophesy these things in your life, if you don't tell yourself these things, you're going to feel like garbage. I'm not going to lie to y'all. Y'all going to feel like garbage. Okay, y'all probably wondering, okay, what are the promises that God that has stated in the Bible that he has for us? Number one, let's look at it. Isaiah 41 verse 10. Go ahead and open y'all Bibles real quick. In Isaiah 41 verse 10. What does it say? It says, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Y'all, just to summarize that, fear nothing because he's with you. In the season that you're in right now, you ain't got nothing to fear, even if you feel like you're losing it. Because sometimes I be feeling like I'm losing myself too sometimes. But I know that the God that I serve, the God that I, that is in my life right now, he's in control. There's nothing that I got to be pacing back and forth for. Next one. Deuteronomy 31 verse 8. I always say this in every podcast because you got to prophesy it over your life. You got to. Because if you don't, you're going to feel like garbage. 31 verse 8. It is the Lord who goes before you. He is with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. It's the same thing like the last one. But he will never leave you nor forsake you. Man, you might feel like, man, I just can't right now. I feel like God isn't doing what he said. You're being very impatient. And, you know, things are not going the way that you wanted to. And that's okay. Life has never been a straight line. You don't know what's going to happen 30 seconds from now. You don't know what's going to happen a minute from now. But you always have to remember, you always got to tell yourself that God will never leave you, will never forsake you. Next one. John 16 verse 33. He has overcome the world. He has given you peace. He has given you peace. Whatever trial, whatever you're going through right now, you might feel like you're finna give up. You feel like you're losing your mind. There ain't nothing. There's nothing that you cannot do. He has overcome the world. Let me break down the world for you. Any circumstance, it don't matter. Divorce, broken up, couldn't get your degree, lost your car, lost your house, lost your job, everything. All of that. He has overcome it all. He knows how it feels. There's nothing that you cannot do yourself. Remind you, God is in you. You are made. You are literally in his image. There ain't nothing that you can't do. Next one. Matthew 11 verse 28 through 29. Whatever burden that you have, whatever it is, whatever you feel like. I remember sometimes I couldn't even sleep at night because I used to stress myself out that bad about the circumstance that I was in. But once I knew that God was in control, that God handles it, I was sleeping better at night. I was able to cry to my Christian music. I was able to cry to all my Christian music because you know what? I knew that I couldn't control what was going on. I still do that right now. I still do that to this day. Still cry to my Christian music. I want to be home from work. On my way to work, I'd always do it. I know that I can't be controlled. I have no right to be in control because I don't know what's going to happen 30 seconds from now. I don't know what's going to happen. But I know that I can find rest in him. I know that I don't have control over everything. He does. And y'all, it ain't nothing for you to be worried about. Next one, I'm giving y'all straight scripture. These are things that you need to remember. Things that you have to have in the back of your head. Even have it right now. Like me, on my dresser, like on my mirror, I have over 20 Bible verses. Because I know that the devil likes to come and try to grab me. But you know what I do? I have those Bible verses up there. I have them in my head whenever he tries to come at me through my mind and through my thoughts. I shut him out immediately. Because he has, you give him no room. He don't deserve no room. Always, 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 always have scripture ready. Keep it in the back of your head because you don't know when you gonna need it. I'm sorry, y'all. But next one. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9 through 11. For who is weak is strong because he is with you. This verse right here, I want to break this verse down, actually, because this one's a really, really good one that you need to remember. And I just want to read all of 9 and all of 10. But I'm reading in English Standard Version, by the way. But he said to me, my grace is significant for you, for my power is made in perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all more gladly of my weakness, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weakness, Jesus, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, I am strong. For when I am weak, I am strong. Yeah, I still cuss. Yeah, I still have problems with sexual sin. Who doesn't? I'm not perfect. I'm an imperfect Christian. Sometimes I curse people out of my head. Sometimes I get jealous over stuff I shouldn't get jealous about. Sometimes I'm too prideful. But guess what? I'm not perfect. I'll never say that I'm perfect. Being perfect is underestimated. It's BS. Y'all, it is. Being perfect is boring. It's hard. I don't care what no one has to say. Being perfect is so hard, but I know I've made mistakes. I know that those mistakes don't define me. I know I said some stuff to people that I shouldn't have said. Some turns that I shouldn't have took. But guess what? I'm not perfect. With God, you don't take no L's. With God, you don't take no L's. You just, the L's that you take are lessons. Remind yourself. You probably have problems of your own. But no. With all those problems, you might feel weak. You might feel like you want to give up. But scripture, it says, I will boast more gladly of my weakness. Because I know I ain't perfect. I know I'm going to mess up. But I went to God just as I am. Because everything's a process. They ain't been Roman today. Everything didn't happen in a day. But guess what? I was working towards that goal. I was working towards it. Next one. Philippians 4. 6 through 9. Don't be anxious about anything. But pray about every situation. It's something I feel like every Christian lacks. Even me. Not even gonna sit and hold y'all. I be feeling like when I'm going through a situation and I know it's bad, I try to run to the world to find solutions. At that, temporary solutions. Solutions that I know that's not even gonna help me. Wishing when I should be down on my knees praying. Because I know when I go to the world and try to find a solution, it's temporary. It's not going to make anything any better. When I should be praying. Because that's when I know I'm at my lowest. When I feel weak. I feel like everybody truly lacks this. You could be praying when you're walking down the street. You could be praying when you're at work. I do that in my head. Why are you not talking, Kira? Why are you not talking? Oh, no, I'm just okay. I'm fine. I just want to be quiet. Nope, deep down, praying. Praying, 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 praying. It's very important. I feel like a lot of us lack it. We're so anxious about the situations that we're going through, so anxious about not being able to be in control. Not being able to be in control, but we don't pray. We're not in our word. I admit, I'd be too tired to get in my word. But you know what? I push myself every day. I keep going, I keep going, I keep going. Because I know it is important to have these scriptures in my head. It's important to have it there. Last and foremost, Philippians 4, verse 19. I want to read the whole 19 because, like I said, this is another important one. It says, "In God, and my God will supply everything will supply every need." Why can I not talk? "And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches and glory in Jesus Christ." God is everything that you need. Every little thing. He is more than enough. Sometimes we don't even deserve it, and he gives it to us. You right now, you listen to this, you out here breathing by the grace of God. You living in a house or apartment or wherever your situation is. It could be worse. It could be worse. There's some people in worse situations than us. That's another reason why I learned how to be content no matter of my circumstance, because it could be much more worse. You're probably working towards a goal. You feel like you're never gonna get there, ma'am, love, sir. It could be much more worse. Number two, keep moving forward. Never look back. Let you only look back just to know that that's your motivation. That's one reason why I look back and I smile, because I know every day that I keep moving forward, every day that I keep going, oh Jesus, it's motivation to keep going. Even when I feel like I know that it's just so far. I know that I have to keep pushing myself to keep going. Never look back. And don't try to go back either, because you're gonna feel like you're taking 10 steps forward and then 30 steps back. Never look back. Number three, don't allow what people say about you discourage you. You know who you are. Like I said, a lot of Christians struggle with this, including me. I ain't perfect. I'm not perfect. We all struggle with it. We all let our tongues just say whatever. Especially when the person don't know you, they're just sitting talking crab. What could you do? They don't know you like you know you. Especially when you know it's lies. 'Cause that's another way the enemy gets you. There's so many tactics of the enemy. You gotta know them. You gotta know. Sometimes it could be your own family members. Sometimes the living situation you're in is toxic. But you know, you gotta understand that don't allow what people say about you discourage you. Don't let it get there. You know who you are. You keep working towards you, 'cause I promise y'all, no one will understand. No one will get it. Some people will try to understand but won't get it all the way, 'cause they ain't you. And I had to learn that the hard way. Number four, work towards your goals and your successes with God in the center. I always say this. There's discipline in this, because in John 15, verse 5, it says, "He is divine. You abide in him, he abides in you. Without him, you are nothing. Without him, you lack everything. But when you put him in the center, when he is in you, everything will go as planned. Not in your will, but in his will for sure. Number five, only allow fear to be someone passing by, but never allow it to be a roommate in your life. You'll miss so many opportunities if you allow it to become a roommate in your life. This also goes with, make sure that your no is no and your yes is a yes. Because fear will make you miss and make mistakes. And sometimes we avoid trying to make mistakes so much. It's normal. I'm not saying that it's bad, but it's normal to make mistakes. But you can't keep making mistakes back to back, back to back, back to back, back to back. It don't work like that. Never allow it to be a roommate in your life, because you will never move forward. Learn how to be a risk taker. You got to. Number six. And I feel like this is a big one too. Not everyone is meant to be on your journey. And you have to be okay with that. You have to be okay with that. Because God did not have everyone that's in your life right now, or that was in your life previously. They might not be on your journey when you get to the end of it. When you get to a certain point of this season or the next one. You start losing people, and some people just don't show up. Some people just not meeting the certain boundaries that you have, the certain status that you have, the certain things that you go for. When they're not meeting anymore, you're going to have to cut them. And you know you have to. You have to be okay with that. Let me tell you, and it's okay. I'm not going to lie to you. You have to be okay with it. And that's okay. In Proverbs, another Bible verse, I'm giving y'all straight scripture. Proverbs 13, verse 20. The one who walks with the wise will be wise. The one who walks with the fools will be harmed. I'm telling you, like I said in the other ones, hurt people. Clean up your environment. You do what's best for you. You are the CEO of your life. You're the boss. You says who goes, you says who stays. But it is up to you in the season of your life you're in right now to know who's for you and who isn't. I feel like so many people are afraid to cut people off. So what? I promise if they were in your shoes and they had to do what they had to do, you wouldn't be in their life no more. And guess what? Sometimes it ain't about you. Sometimes when you cut them off, it was for their own good. Not even for you. Because like I said in the previous ones, you're going one way, the other person going the other way. And that is okay. Because it's your life. The other person is their life. You guys are always going to go separate ways. And you have to be okay with it. Clean up your act. Check your heart posture. Because those things will have you stuck if you don't. It's so important. It is so important that you are okay with some things. Though, another thing, the only way that you're going to move forward, if you accept everything. If you don't accept the circumstance, if you don't accept anything, you will never move forward. You will never move on. Accept it so you could heal and move on. Because if you stay stuck in this season, stay reminiscing, not wanting no change, you will get stuck. And I promise you, it's going to hurt. Last one. This is the last one for you guys. It's okay to walk alone. It's okay to be alone. It's okay to be alone. It's okay to be by yourself. Man, I don't really got no friends like that. Just work. Go to the gym. Cardio days, leg days. Y'all know the deal. Y'all know the dealio. I mean, I go out like that, but not really. It's okay to be alone. It's okay to be sometimes just locked at home, watching TV, just doing me. It's okay to have that you time. Learn how to be with you now so that whenever, if you want to get in a relationship or if you want to get married, who knows, that you know how important it is to be focused on you. Because if you don't understand how important it is to focus on you, you can't be with somebody else. You can't be trying to learn how to move on if you're not focused on you. If you need help, go get help. It's okay to say that you need help. Even if it's to yourself. Because you can't tell nobody. It's okay. I promise it's okay. It's okay to walk alone. It's okay to never look back. But it is very important for you to know. Very important for you to understand. You are the CEO of your life. So what now? Everything that I listed out, keep that in the back of your head. Don't forget God's promise for your life. There's so many. And there are so many more in the Bible. Because he just keeps repeating it. Because he wants us to understand it. He wants us to know how important it is for you to know these things. Because if you don't, you will feel lost. Number two, keep moving forward. Never look back. Number three, don't allow what people say about you discourage you. You know who you are. You know you. You're the only person that knows you. No one else knows you like you know you. God knows you. Front and back. Front to bottom. But I'm talking about world. The world. Ain't no one know you like you know you. Number four. Work towards your goals and successes. But make sure God is in the center. Because without him, you are nothing. Number five. Never allow fear to be a roommate in your life. Because you will miss opportunities and you will miss so many other things. Let your yes be a yes and your no be a no. Number six, never allow. Not everyone is going to want to be in your journey. Not everyone's going to be able to go continue on your journey. And you have to be okay with it. Number seven, it's okay to walk alone. Sometimes, it literally says in the Bible, mind your business. Do what you got to do to live and mind your business. You are you. You are free to love. You are free to live. Don't just live to exist. Live to your best extent, to the best of your abilities. But make sure you discipline yourself enough to have God in the center of it. Because if you don't, you will crash and you will burn. You will continue to go to the world for solutions. And it just won't work. My Father who's in heaven, I want to thank you for this day. I want to thank you for allowing each and every person to listen to this right now. I pray that you give us the chance. I pray that you give us the opportunity to keep searching for you, to keep looking for you, Father Lord. I want to thank you for having us here right now. So many people didn't have the opportunity. So many people didn't have the chance to be here, Father Lord. But you have allowed us to be here. You have allowed us to be great, Father Lord. And we are truly grateful. I pray that you forgive us of our sins, because we are sinners. We are born sinners, Father Lord. We don't have the right to be with you, Father Lord, but you have given us grace. You have forgiven us for everything we have done, Father Lord. And you have allowed us to learn to forgive other people, Father Lord. We are not worthy of you, Father Lord. You are Alpha and Omega. You are beginning to the end. I pray that we always remember the promises that you have for us, the promise you have over our lives, Father Lord. And I pray that each and every person that is listening right now, they know these things and they keep it in the back of their head, because the devil's plan is only to kill and destroy and to tell us everything that is contrary to your word, to make it make sense. And I pray that we never allow that to be normal, Father Lord. I pray that we walk by faith and not by sight, Father Lord. I thank you for everything that you do. I pray that you protect us, protect each and every family that is around me, each and every family that is around everyone else that's listening to this, because the world is so dangerous, Father Lord. But we know that you have overcome everything and that you are in control, and we have nothing to fear, nothing to worry about. And we are so thankful, Father Lord. I want to thank you for being with us through this and through everything in the season of so what now, what are we gonna do? But we know that you are in control, and we are truly grateful. In the name of Jesus, we all say amen. Thanks for tuning in to Glory Talk with Kiki. Just a reminder, if you have any topics, any questions that you want me to answer, my Instagram is _ Glory Talk with Kiki. Go ahead and click the link in my bio and send it in. I'll be waiting. I am now signing out. Doo!